Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all?
Don't know if you heard, but we are the one place to give you all the entertainment news that you can use to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Dish Nation fan Jared Beretta. He'll be happy to know this, that Heidi and Frank and Portia are out today. But have no fear, Eva the Diva from Real Housewives of Atlanta is here. So later, Yari Shahidi from Black-ish and Charles Melton from Riverdale sits down with us to talk about their new movie. Plus, Sarah Jessica Parker speaks out about those rumors that she's getting a divorce. No, 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 no. Now, today is a very special day because my forever crush, Janet Jackson, turns 53. Hi, Janet. And she's looking better than ever, and she's still dropping music. So big happy birthday, Miss Jackson. We love you. What you got, Brad?
Well, yesterday, reality star and Rob Kardashian's former fiancé, Blac Chyna, popped up on the Wendy Williams show, and baby, she told it all. So besides telling Wendy that she found out Tiger was with Kylie when he kicked her out of their house and she got her breast done 4 times, Chyna came clean when she was asked something that only Wendy could have thought to ask. Take a look.
Who's a better lover, Tiger or Robert?
Can I choose neither?
No, but you have to pick one.
I gotta pick one?
Yes.
Better lover, Rob.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I can see that happening too, Rob. Because, I mean, just because he's a fuller size guy, full-size guys are lovable and they are cuddly and so, they make a woman feel like a woman.
So smaller, trim, slim
guys? They just
guys.
Quick to the point and that's it.
I feel like she approached it, though, from the standpoint of he who has the most money gets the best compliment.
Well, if you really listen to it, she didn't want to say either. Sounds like both of them are kind of like, yeah. Mm.
If she's with somebody right now, it's rude to be like whoever.
That is true, yeah.
That's why she started out with neither, so she could be in the clear when she went back home.
Smart, I know.
Hey, so who's the greatest love you have had of all time, but you with somebody right now?
And yeah, it ain't them.
I love when a celebrity has the balls to clap back when an untrue rumor surfaces. And Sex and the City star Sarah Jessica Parker did just that when she posted to her Instagram an email she received from the National Enquirer about a story that they was going to run about her 22-year marriage to fellow actor Matthew Broderick being on the rocks.
Mm.
She hit him with the caption, just like clockwork, over a decade of the same untrue, disgraceful nonsense. As usual, days ahead of our anniversary, on May 19th, the National Enquirer is making its annual best effort to fabricate and undermine this time, a blissful 4 days with my husband in London. There was no screaming match, as alleged in a restaurant or on the street, nor was there a confrontation, as alleged, about his time in London. My children and I are enormously proud of the work he's doing. So what y'all think about a clapback?
Yes!
I love it.
Bravo.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at them. They should, because the Enquirer is always getting something twisted or adding some more to the story that wasn't a part of the story,
but just some
to,
of it be true,
to sell magazines. Of course, you going to believe it, Gary.
Yeah, but there's a little smoke, there's some fire.
Whatever, but it ain't all true, Gary. So, and that's why you pick it up, and that's why they still making so much money from lying on people and adding to the story.
Exactly. And sometimes you just got to let people be. Let them be happy in their world. They've been married
forever.
For a very long time, have raised an amazing family in this crazy land we call Hollywood.
Okay.
Live.
I feel like the Enquirer should be right next to Mad Magazine, just far as like they just be both inaccurate and it seems like very satirical what they do.
It's like mean.
I was gonna say, or hurtful. I mean, depends on what kind of words you're using to describe it. Because some of the stuff they say on there, and I'll see, like, they'll have my favorite girl up there, Oprah. I'm like, this is not true. You just can't write this about Oprah and put it on your magazine.
Yeah, they've been trying to kill Michael Jackson since the 80s. Like, Michael Jackson only got weeks to live, like, since the 80s.
What is that?
mean-spirited people being
Well, y'all, a few might be brewing in Bachelor Nation. And no, it is not between contestants trying to find love either. It's between the creator of the franchise, Mike Fleiss, and host of Live with Kelly and Ryan, Kelly Ripa.
What?
Oh, my God, when does she be beefing with people? So earlier in the week, Kelly had this to say about The Bachelor. Take a look.
You know how I feel about the show? It disgusts me. And I thought that I was disgusted because I couldn't stand the idea of 25 exceptional women fighting over one ordinary fella, in my opinion.
Right.
You know how I feel, ladies? We are too special to be arguing over a guy.
You know, people keep watching the show.
Having said that, all you women watch that gross, gross show.
She hits you with the...
Yes, okay. And she leaned to the side, her little body with no fat on her bones. You saw her whole curve. And she's like, wow. Well, y'all, the creator of the show clapped back and tweeted this to Miss Kelly. Easy at Kelly Ripa. Hashtag The Bachelor franchise pays your salary.
Oh,
wow.
Well, I guess it's never good to bite the hand that feeds you. Well, y'all, the newest bachelorette, Hannah B., appeared on Live today, but Kelly did not acknowledge the controversy.
Oh, why is she hating?
It's easy to say that this show is disgusting when you've been married
for so...
When
you got a man.
Right!
And she's been married for so long, she referred to guys as fellas.
You know what? I just think it's super whack. Like, there are a lot of shows that are out there. I might not subscribe to them. But for one, don't knock somebody else's hustle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let everybody eat. If you don't want to watch the show, don't watch it. And did she not consider that it's on the same network?
Same network.
That pays her very high salary?
You know, and the thing is, like, to each his own. Maybe that show isn't the show for you.
For you.
There are some people who are repulsed by soap operas.
Right.
Which you got your start on. Like, at
Hello.
The end of the day, don't knock what feed the next person.
Come on, Adam Chandler's daughter.
Oh, yes, we got another restless in my old job.
All my children.
Well, it seemed like he still got moves. Moves like Jagger, because 75-year-old Mick Jagger, who underwent heart surgery last month, has definitely fully recovered. Take a look.
But that is damn impressive, though.
What beat do white people hear? Like, the fact that he's moving is great, but what beat was he listening to?
He dances to the cymbals.
Got you. Well, Mick wasn't the only one doing a two-step on the ground. That's right. J-Lo's biggest groupie, her fiancé, Alex Rodriguez, posted this video to the gram of J-Lo rehearsing for her tour with this caption. Trying out for the hashtag J-Lo It's My Party Tour. Think I got a shot? Let's see if A-Rod can match J-Lo in the moves department.
He didn't do nothing. He just moved his hand.
He's dancing with his eyes.
What's so weird is that he is a professional baseball player that's like the best of the best. So you would think that there would be like a little more coordination?
Nah, not without a bat.
Ah.
You know, like athletes, they do, you know, their muscle mechanics are built for the sport that they play. They
right.
do what they do, you know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he looked proud. Like you
he
said,
did
a
look proud.
Man.
Yes.
Now, Gary, if you was to go toe-to-toe with Mick Jagger in the dance department, because, like, you know, y'all in the same, like, weight class.
Yeah.
Who do you think would win?
I think Mick would win because he's been dancing longer than me. And I love the way he moves. I think his moves are great. I love his style. He's been doing that style since the, what, 60s. So.
I was going to pick you on this one because
yeah,
you would catch the beat.
Yeah.
But, look how he was moving. Gary got the hands. Like,
yeah,
you know, where he lacks his feet, he makes up for hands.
That's right.
Well, y'all, up next, what Love and Hip Hop star went to battle over their right to wear fur? We'll tell you who after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, ladies, I have to tell you why I fell in love with Third Love bras. Third Love uses millions of real women's measurements to design its bras so that they fit perfect and feel even better. You're sure to get the right size because Third Love offers 78 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes. I like like to be at home with my fur babies, as you know, as much as I can. And with Third Love, I get to skip the trip to the store and try on my bras in privacy in the comfort of my own home. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are available to help you every day via chat or phone. And Third Love is giving you 60 days to try one. And if you don't love it, return it. And Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. See, that's what I love about them. They give back. Right now, they're offering our viewers 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/dish now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/dish for 15% off today. Dish Nation. Woo! Welcome back to Dish Nation! Okay, y'all, so this is very interesting. Rapper and reality star Safaree Samuels is getting political, honey. Mm. New York City lawmakers are pushing for a no-fur ban that will end the sale of fur products in the Big Apple because they believe it is inhumane and barbaric. But you know New Yorkers never let anything go down without a fight. And Safaree, along with a group of pro-fur protesters, gathered in front of City Hall to let everyone know how they really feel and how they believe the fur ban is targeting the African-American community. Take a look at what they had to say.
On any given Sunday, you walk into an African-American church, you can see at least $2 million worth of furs worn by black men, black women, black children.
That is absolutely ridiculous, and I'm not for it. That's straight up bull. No fur ban.
Okay, so what do y'all think? You think Safaree and his pro group got a chance at...
They should.
They need a different spokesperson.
Well, yeah, I mean... yeah, because that's not how you should go about it.
California did it. I know there's like a no fur ban.
They did it like that?
Well, no, we didn't use Safaree. But but they have successfully figured out how to make a law against us wearing fur.
I hate that there's more like outrage over the treatment of animals than they are for the treatment of people.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
You like, kill people like damn animals, but you don't eat us.
You could probably rock a human skin fur. If that was, like, an option, they would probably let you do that.
Hell, but
you
they sell hair.
Malaysian?
Peruvian?
Malaysian, yeah.
There's a whole bunch of sad, bald-headed women Barbie, around the country.
Barbie spondles?
They sell baby hair?
All right, well, Safaree and his pro-fur protesters aren't the only people all up in their feelings.
Uh-oh.
So Game of Thrones friends everywhere are feeling some type of way. Now, a petition for a season 8 remake of the HBO series has been created on change.org called Remake Game of Thrones Season 8 with competent writers.
It's not catchy enough.
Is that catchy enough?
Yeah, it needs somewhere to ring to it. Yeah.
But no, but it's true, because I'll tell you about it. Over 414,000 fans have already signed it, and it's growing by the minute. So fans are clearly not happy with the final season and have been upset ever since the Battle of Winterfell. I agree, I'm pissed too. Uh-oh. So do you guys think that HBO should give the fans what they want and actually remake season 8?
No.
Yes.
I've never seen season 1. I think it's...
Well, then,
I don't know what this Game of Thrones is about.
That's the whole point. So how are you going to comment
like,
on it?
Just
don't
so based
know.
Off of what you've been hearing in the past, if someone pulled the gun on you, be like, right now, tell me what Game of Thrones is about, what would you say?
I'm a bunch of animals and people with no body parts, men with no organs. Didn't they say men that have a penis?
They got furs, I tell you that. They drank it. They went to work in New York with this little band. Yeah.
All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deals time.
You know it, and we got something for the ladies and the gents today that's going to help keep your face looking so fresh and so clean, clean. It's the Lumina NRG Ultrasonic Facial Deep Pore Scrubber with coffee and vanilla mist. So you can get your scrub on and smell like Starbucks at the same time. Now, this scrubber mist allows you to recreate the effects of pricey ultrasonic skin scrubbing spa treatments in the comfort of your home. This thing is cool because not only does it gently exfoliate your skin, removing dirt and daily grime from even clogged pores, it also acts as a massage tool to better allow serums to penetrate even the driest skin.
Oh, now this is good hair care. Now, you know dry skin ain't cute.
Well, Gary, everybody could now be cute and smell good while doing it because the scrubber comes complete with a coffee and vanilla-based mist solution to wake up skin cells without leaving skin dry and oily.
I gotta get me one of these. Now, how much is a head crack?
Rat, I'm glad you're sitting down. Don't want you to faint. Everybody else in America can have glowing, moist skin because it usually goes for about $295. But for the Dish Nation viewers, It's only $49.
Ooh. What?
Yeah.
$49?
$49. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Well, all right, folks. Coming up, the fabulous Yara Shahidi from Black-ish and Grown-ish was recently here in the studio alongside her co-star, Charles Melton, for her new movie, The Sun is Also a Star. And we have that awesome interview right after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation, to two of the most popping stars in Hollywood right now. In the building from the brand new movie, The Sun is Also a Star, we got Yara Shahidi and Charles Melton. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
I don't even understand how you guys broke away from all the awesomeness that you have going on to even find time to make a movie together.
I think what was fun was that we did have the time and we had a wonderful summer making it.
An amazing time.
Now, when you look at the title, you know, they say never judge a book by its cover. The Sun is Also a Star. You're thinking science fiction. Is this a superhero movie? What is the movie about?
It is a romance, a love story between two diverse human beings who meet and fall in love with each other in the span of 24
hours. Goodness.
They experience fate.
So are y'all the two that's falling in love?
Yes, sir.
They're actually two other people.
Oh, it's a foursome.
No, I'm kidding. at the center of it is this love story, but I love the fact that it's kind of couched in the fact that both of these characters are going through two the most difficult kind of moments in their life, of Daniel figuring out who he's going to be and Natasha dealing with her family's immigration status and the pressures of deportation as well. And so it's an interesting collision of what we see in the news all the time and what we know is happening all the time with this story of love.
Now, do you ever believe in love at first sight? Have y'all ever experienced this?
I have.
I heard.
Really? Yeah.
Her name Camila?
Yeah, I love, yeah, that's my girlfriend. I believe, you know, love at first sight, there's this hopeful curiosity. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe that to be falling in love at first sight.
So what do your significant others say when they see you do, like, a romantic... movie like this?
Well, I mean, you know, I think it comes with the territory, being a professional. This is what we do. You know, it's a part, it's an avenue, it's a lane that as actors, we're portraying a character and telling a story. So, you know, that's our job.
I don't have a significant other, but I do have a Nana that I had to explain things to. She saw the movie for the first time last night, my grandmother. And so I came up after like, so...
But she liked it, though.
Yes, she did. But there was a moment of reticence to know that my Nana was watching me on screen up in your personal space.
Now, judging by the trailer, I've seen some chemistry. I feel like you guys are connected at a certain level. So I want to play a game with you guys. It's called The Same Damn Time. I'm going to ask you guys a question. And at the count of three, you both have to answer it at the same damn time.
Okay.
So, Yari and Charles, between the two of you, who is most likely to forget a line on set? One, two, three.
Charles.
Okay, cool.
But the thing is, he's king of improv, so it doesn't matter.
You know, he makes his magic happen organically. Okay, it is what it is. Which artist did y'all listen to the most on set? One, two, three.
Frank Ocean.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Which album?
Blonde? Yeah, a lot of blonde.
Lots of blonde.
Okay, cool. Let me find out y'all's over here controlling the aux cord on the set.
Always.
Keeping the party lit. Yara, Charles, thank y'all so much for coming through. The movie's called The Sun is Also a Star. Thank you for joining us here at Dish Nation one time, y'all.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
Okay, how many of y'all love a good old hot bowl of ramen noodles? Mm-hmm, me too. Well, this video right here might make you change your mind. An Instagram goer showed us another use for the noodles that might make you say, what in the mother ramen noodle just happened here? Take a look. And all this time, y'all been thinking we was eating food. That wasn't food. We was eating drywall.
Oh, my
and
God.
Yeah, how's your cup?
Why didn't nobody tell me we were doing a story about oodles and noodles? Oh, my God.
Like, I'm not the biggest ramen noodle enthusiast. I do like the L.A. ramen noodles, like, when they come and, like, hook it up and put all types of stuff in it.
Well, see, but that's, like, OG gangster ramen. Oodles and noodles are something you can get at the commissary.
I can vouch for that. That was our main meal in prison.
Did you have, like, your favorite ramen recipe?
Yes. I made a tuna casserole. It had the packs of tuna that we got from the store. Mm. You get some little vegetables from the kitchen, you steal those because you ain't supposed to have no fresh vegetables. But once you mix all the stuff in there, it's really good and really gourmet. It's really like a tuna casserole for real.
We just shot the pilot for the most hood cooking show ever. I would totally watch this. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.